Arnold Schwarzenegger is a rapper.
It's official.
We're going to hear his debut single coming up. Can't wait to hear what you think about it. We're going to hear from Kanye West in a second as well. But first, Drake has been all over the news for his behavior at Raptors games. We know this, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's more famous. Like, are the Raptors winning right now, or is there something going on? Because all I know is Drake is all over the court.
Yeah, well, Drake, here's the thing. They are winning because Drake is really, really happy, as you can see.
Right.
So, yes, they're doing quite well.
Okay, so he's an excitable guy. He loves Toronto, loves his city. He loves Canada, and he loves the Raptors. And his sideline antics really reflect that. And it's become such a thing that the NBA had to speak with the Raptors about Drake's behavior on the sidelines and on the court.
In the case of Drake, as I've said before, I mean, we certainly appreciate his super fan status. We don't want fans, friend or foe, contacting an NBA coach during a game. In this case, given Drake's relationship to the team, it's not the same as just any fan, but I think that's an absolute bright line that we have to draw.
So the Raptors won last night. Did Drake tone it down on the sidelines?
You know what? He did, actually. He did tone it down a little, but it's only game one. If they win the NBA championships, Drake's going to go nuts. Like, you're not going to see Drake for 3 weeks. He's just going to go on this crazy long party bender.
But this is the thing. He's allowed to get away with so many antics on the side of the court. Like, how famous do you have to be in order to get away with this,
like,
type
Drake
of stuff?
Level famous.
Drake famous. Yeah.
So what? Like, anyone underneath him, like, just can't get out of their seat on court? I mean,
he got a free private jet. Like, you have to be at that level.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Oprah would be allowed. Maybe not, though.
He did get into a little bit of a back and forth between him and one of the Golden State players after the game.
He did.
And he picked lint off one of their heads. And he's fake selling it on eBay.
He got into it with another guy, too, though. Like, you could see him chirping. Yeah. I think as they progress and if they continue to win, he's going to get more and more passionate, if you will.
So fun.
Who knows what would happen. It is entertaining, I will admit. All right. So tonight, David Letterman's show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, drops on Netflix. I'm so excited for this. He's got some great guests lined up. And Kanye West is one of them. He'll be joining him on the series. And for the first time, Kanye really opens up about struggling with bipolar.
It is a health issue. This is like a sprained brain, like having a sprained ankle. And if someone has a sprained ankle, you're not going to push on him more. With us, once our brain gets to a point of spraining, people do everything to make it worse.
You know, he said, I don't know exactly what is happening, like what mechanisms are, what's going on in my brain when this happens. But all he knows is how he feels when he's going through what he calls a ramp up, and some people might call a manic episode. Mm-hmm. And he said he feels a heightened connection to the universe is like the only way he can explain it.
I can see that. I mean, I get it. You have these moments where you do become manic and everything doesn't make sense and you are kind of, you can go off kilter or whatever. But it means that, like, I mean, doesn't mean that we have to take everything that he says word for word, right? Like, when he gets in these ramp-ups,
I would suggest that you don't take anything any celebrity says word for word, whether they're suffering with mental illness or not.
Because I know the media likes to go off when he has these rants. They like to go off and take everything so literally, but really, I mean, you have to know when he's in these moments.
I think the problem is, too, we forget they're humans. Honestly, if we had a coworker who suffers with bipolar and we continually saw them go through these episodes, I think we'd have a lot more empathy for it, and it wouldn't be as funny when you see it happening up front, because then you see the downers, too. It's really hard to watch.
Yeah.
So sometimes we forget that they're human. I do like that he's speaking out about it. Mental illness is obviously, like, more prevalent than ever. And I think that a lot of people are going, we need to remove the stigma surrounding it, you know, and people like him speaking out openly about it, I think, is a helpful thing. All right, so he's an actor, he's a politician, and he is now officially a rapper. Arnold Schwarzenegger has made his rapping debut on a new song called Pump It Up, and it's so bad. It's so bad.
Outside the box, I say no pain, no gain. I don't want to hear it can be done. Give always something back. My name is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll be back.
Oh, wow.
Wow. It's basically him just, like, rattling off his quotes, right?
I mean, he, at the very end, he said, give something back. And then he said, I'll be back. He rhymed back with back.
He's trying.
Is it weird that there might be a part of me that, like, hates it so much I love it?
I think we should play it again.
No.
Come on.
We promise we won't play it again on the B92.5. However, it is very motivational. It's very inspirational if you listen to the lyrics.
Well,
plus, if there's something we can learn from Arnold Schwarzenegger, it's not about grammar or speech for sure, but it is about the fact that he just goes and does whatever he wants. I mean, he's been a successful politician, a successful actor, and now he may be able to add successful rapper to that.
Yeah. Define successful.
You're right. Maybe he'll make a couple bucks off it. I'm not sure. But you just got to go after what you want, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
No matter how bad you are at it.